Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Be prepared for it because there's no alternative to it.
There's so much I don't understand about what you're saying. The Nets were already that, first of all, just by having Kyrie and KD. And they certainly have been one of the teams people cared about before when Jason Kidd was there taking them to the finals multiple times. I also just like the idea. In the NBA in particular, sure, there might be five or seven teams every year that are the most interesting, but they change all the time. You know, the Lakers are one now. Plenty of years in the last 20 where they weren't. The Nets are one now. Plenty of years where they weren't. The Warriors is a team that has obviously been incredibly uninteresting at times and arguably the best team ever in the last 20 years. The Milwaukee Bucks were a big nothing, but have been a huge, you know, draw in terms of national TV audience because of Giannis. In the NBA, that stuff really changes based on the teams. And, you know, I'm not actually sure that we'll get much more of the Nets on national TV with James Harden just because they were already probably the top draw in that respect on the East Coast before they had James Harden. So, you know, will this be interesting? Or will this be covered heavily? Yes, but I think that's because it's interesting. Like, I don't think it's any nefarious plan to promote a certain team or, like, pick favorites or something. It's a fascinating situation.
Right. It's not us saying, like, stop trying to make fetch happen. Like, we understand why the Nets are happening right now. The way that, you know, people, you better be understanding why you're seeing the Dallas Mavericks pop up on your television more often than ever before this year. It's because Luka Doncic is happening right frickin' now. And if you're a basketball fan, that has to interest you. You don't have a choice. You have to be interested in it, unless you're a Kings fan, in which case we understand. You know, we were talking about how they're going to go about Harden, Kyrie, and Durant getting along. Who on that coaching staff has the gumption to be a bad cop? And I was scrolling back through our text line and says, somebody's saying you don't necessarily have to have a bad cop on your coaching staff. For example, there's no bad cop for the Golden State Warriors. I disagree. The bad cop has been Ron Adams for years. And he might not formally be there on the bench anymore, but Ron Adams is the guy who grabs a guy by their shirt and says, do it this way or bad happens. Like, Ron Adams is definitely and has been Steve Kerr's bad cop since he got here. Now, he's a lovable bad cop and he's very likable, but he's also the first to pull rank on anybody when it comes to defense. And the sign that it's about to happen is when you get the double thigh slap on the bench. When Ron Adams slaps, well, and he's not there anymore, but you can still see him sometimes sitting on the baseline. But when Ron Adams would give you the double slot, the double thigh slap, someone was about to get yelled at.
Steve Kerr was the guy who offered to get into the fight with Draymond Green in Oklahoma City, though. So he has enough bad cop in him. In the scenario you described earlier, though, was who's going to tell James Harden to sit down with 3 minutes to go? That is going to be Steve Nash because that is his job. In the same way that, you know, Phil Jackson, who was very much a player's coach, you know, sat down or told Scottie Pippen, you're not getting the last shot. You know, it just there are times when the coach is in charge. On a day-to-day basis, though, in Brooklyn, it's going to be a whole lot more fluid and it's going to be a whole lot more unconventional because of the nature of the personalities involved. But in terms of who's going to sit a guy down with a minute and a half to go, that'll be Steve Nash, because that is the job he's got. And the only question becomes, will the players not only involved, but the players watching that buy in? I think Durant will buy in. So I think ultimately that's going to be Nash.
Yeah, well, yes. And it ultimately, because of what you just said, it's going to be about whether James Harden and Kyrie Irving are going to listen. Because, like you said, I mean, Kevin Durant chose Steve Nash as the head coach. I'm pretty sure he's buying in. But I don't know that I would trust Kyrie Irving, especially given the reports we've heard about the way he feels about Nash, or James Harden to buy in the same way. Then again, you know, we've heard Kevin Durant and James Harden have been talking about this, so maybe that's part of the conversation, is like, look, I need you to buy in because Kyrie's not doing it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't just need you to buy in. I need you to check in. I need you to be able to check into basketball games because the other guy is a freaking no-show. No excuse absence. It's a little nuts. There's no doubt about that. So Jay Williams on ESPN apparently has said, I think that these three, Kyrie, KD, and Harden, might be the best trio assembled in the history of the league. So are you ready for platitudes before they even play a game together? Best trio in the history of the league? Like, we should probably watch them play a game first, right? Let's see if the trio actually even gets assembled beyond theoretically.
It doesn't even count from Jay Williams on this stuff anymore. Like, truly, he has no credibility.
It's a shame, man. He had potential, but he turned it. Like Kendrick Perkins has more hot take bluster and ability to fire it off than he does at this point.
At least Perk has personality behind it. Like, I can't. I mean, come on, man.
Individual talent between these three. What do you think?
If you ignore the defensive side, sure.
Right. I mean, if individual talent means the entirety of the basketball player, I'm going to tell you that Jordan Pippen and, you could take a number of guys, but you can take Dennis Rodman if you wanted to have the best rebounder ever in the conversation. And that's a three-man skill set that I don't think these guys are clocking right now. Not even close. I mean, maybe they will, but win something first. The amount of this is about to be the best ever with a group that hasn't even won a regular season game together, it's just a bit much.
Well, it's very easy to point out that LeBron, Wade, and Bosch are clearly better, not to mention having won two titles.
There's that, too.
Well, and not only that, I mean, if you're going to include this, you sort of have to figure out the baseline is three Hall of Famers, if you're going to say ever. Chamberlain, Baylor, and West, that's like 1972. So, you know, the whole idea that these guys are the best based on nothing is an infuriating, you know, one-off hot take that people will forget in 2 days. If you're going to make a point, make it so that it's got a little shelf life. This doesn't, because it's easy to disprove and laugh at.
It might be ever, or it might not work at all. Let's find out.
If what he's saying is these three guys have as much scoring talent as any three guys who've ever played together.
I'll give him that.
Yeah, maybe. But that doesn't make them the best trio of all time. It just doesn't.
Well, if that's what he wants to say, he should say that in the words you just used.
Agreed.
That's the point. If you want to make a point that you can defend, use the correct terminology. Don't you say the best.
But Jay
Williams, because that takes into everything.
Jay Williams is a part of Kevin Durant's media network. Like, I just don't know why this is news.
Troy Murphy, Mike Dunleavy, Mikhail Petras.
French Jordan, baby.
That is one of the greatest trios of all time. It's pretty easy to say. You can just take three names and then say one of the greatest trios of all time. It never ends. You can keep on doing it with anybody. Like, watch. Victor Oladipo, John Wall, and Eric Gordon. One of the greatest trios of all time. It's actually pretty good. Did the show just get spicier? Are we nailing it?
I think people are driving off the road hoping to damage their car so that their radio doesn't work anymore.
Marvin Bagley. Oh, jeez.
I mean, here's the point, Buddy right? Healed. Like, it just, at some point, it has to be okay to just say, man, these three guys are really good. I'm interested to see what it looks like.
Right.
Like, we don't have to say the most outlandish thing we can think of every time something happens in sports.
Right. It can't be the best sex we've ever had while we're all still virgins. So let's just relax a tiny bit. And on that note, are you guys ready to think about things that you didn't even think you were going to think about today? Think thoughts, for goodness sakes. I hope your thoughts are ready to think, because we're about to put everything into motion right here and now. Let's think about it.
It is time to think. Thinking Man's Thursday starts now with Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky.
Sounds like some of those bad accents on the show my wife is watching, Bridgerton. Anyways, okay. What
Where
do we
are you
got?
Sleeping tonight? What part of the garage is yours?
Oh, no, I'll be right down in this room. I got a couch over here. I'm going to be watching the Warriors right there. Second screen. I got a little Madden game I think I'm going to be playing tonight. I got a great night planned on the couch. It's a great night for divorce in my house.
Yeah, you've worked out institutional loneliness to a fine degree.
So let's do it. What are we thinking about here, Nash?
Nash, or
Lucas, excuse me. Lucas, why don't you do the job?
Positionless producing, that's what we do out here. The theme today is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Okay,
we're going to ease into it with a little sports right off the top. College football.
I'll tell you about a theory I have for 7-1 or undefeated football teams. Continue.
Okay. College football championship was on Monday. It's real easy. If you were in charge of college football, would you leave the playoff the way it is with a 4-team, 2-game championship? Or are you expanding to 8, to 16? What's the best way to do a college football championship?
Mike Leach answered this better than anyone else years ago when he was still up at Washington State. And he basically said, you know, it's too bad that our league can't figure it out when you have Division III, Division I, AA, all these other levels of football in the world that have an honest-to-God, you earned your way into it, you played your way through it playoff, where we have preordained selections. And he was so right. Just do it the way D3 does it, the way D2 does it, the way all the FBS subdivisions, whatever the hell we're calling them now, just do that. I mean, the model for how to do it exists in the sport of college football. Just apply it to the big boys.
I would abolish college football, as I keep saying, and I would replace it with a professional league where we had a playoff, like a normal playoff, only with younger people.
Outstanding. So you're going 1 through 16.
Yeah, something like that.
Thanks for playing along.
If you're providing recompense for the people who are giving you their entertainment, and they sign off on 16 team playoff. Yeah, at least nobody is being sort of cajoled or forced into something that, frankly, is unethical, immoral, and probably illegal.
There is no other sport in the world that is contracting out how to crown a champion.
It's ridiculous.
The way that college football has done it. They basically brought in a third party to pick the teams for them to sort of wash their hands of the decision making. And they've bastardized the bowl system, which they said that they're protecting because it's sacrosanct anyways. So if we're stripping everything of its traditions and its old values, like, tear it all down. Get it right. Yeah. So there you go.
But this was a whole okey-doke, because it's the same people who used to be athletic directors at power schools who have now been moved to this committee, and they are protecting who? The traditional power schools. The big surprise from this last playoffs, the outsider was Notre Dame. That tells you everything you need to know about this. This is guys with power protecting power. It's the system with its shields up to protect themselves. That's why this is as preposterous as it is. It doesn't provide you something different or new. It provides you the same old thing, but it makes it, it encodes it in a form of law that makes it impossible for any team that goes 12-0 or 13-0 to even get a sniff, because the deal's already sealed. You could have named three of the four teams on September 1st.
Hey,
you'll be able to name three of the four teams right now, because they've set up a system whereby, whether the results happen or not, the spots are already assigned.
Hey, in the choice of, I just saw the whole world have Indiana earn its way in, and the choice was still send the Buckeyes, which I understand, but yeah, it's a little bit of a rigged system, to say the least. What else should we be thinking about on a Thursday afternoon in our final 3 minutes here?
Last one, boys. It's no secret that Chad Ochocinco loves McDonald's, like loves it more than anybody ever. He's a great spokesperson for them. And he thinks it's the reason he stayed healthy for so long for the majority of his career. He got into a hilarious yelling match with another former receiver, Brandon Marshall, on their podcast, I Am Athlete. Here's a little snippet.
What the does food have to do with my skill set?
Think about it. I'm about to talk to you. Nothing. Sit down. Let's finish the conversation. Right, if you were your lifestyle, if you were eating better, and if you were sleeping better, just listen. Listen.
Baby, what time do I go to bed?
Listen to me. This is science.
Good carbs.
What are you talking about?
Science. You brainwashed by these people that have these made up ass shit. I never got.
It don't matter.
Never.
I can't control if a dude hit me in my ankle. You was lucky.
What do you mean?
You was one of the ones that got
I
lucky.
Got hit in the head so every game.
If you're running across the middle of the field and somebody takes your knee.
It happened all the time.
And somebody take your
it
knee.
It happened all the time.
So, bro,
you know why? You know I was able. You know why?
Why?
Because I ate McDonald's and my built a f***ing callus in my body.
I can't have this conversation.
Listen, you did. You ate all that f***ing healthy s***. And then what happened to you when you were trying to f***ing bang your body couldn't f***ing take it.
Yes, it did. What are you talking about?
You got hurt because it hit you in your ankle.
I'm
people at home, if you see this, eat whatever the fuck you want to eat. You have, the body has to build a fucking callus. You eat all this healthy shit, you fucking sterilize everything. When this shit happened to you, your fucking immune system can't fight shit off.
All right, it's just enough. That sounds like the dumbest podcast on the planet.
So you're not buying what he's
saying. No, hold on. I think the Brandon Marshall podcast is probably fine. That episode where Chad Ochocinco screams at him about the wisdom of McDonald's might not be so good.
Yeah, no, that needs to be a little bit better produced. Gentlemen, we can't all shout at each other at once. It's bad listening.
Can I just say this?
So science is real. Nutrition is real. But how it applies to everyone is very much a case-by-case basis. So the way your body reacts to nutrition, the way my body reacts to nutrition are two totally different things. So what works for me might not work for you. What works for you might not work for me. My mom eats like a pig. She weighs 140 pounds, can't put on an ounce. I look at a candy bar and put on 3 pounds. So there you go.
I want a candy bar.
I think that's how we should go out. I want a candy bar. I don't think there's a greater coda for the entire show.
We want candy bars. There it is. I want candy. Bow, wow, wow. We're brought to you by Outdoor Supply Hardware. Their newest location's in Millbrae. They're hiring part-time, full-time career positions. Osh offers great benefits, flexible schedule, generous employee discounts. Visit osh.com/careers today. That's osh.com/careers. We are brought to you, obviously, also in part by Exergen. Our temperature check tells us right now that you should have your phone on your hand and open the weather app, Damon, because it is partly cloudy. 64 degrees down in San Jose. Everybody enjoy Warriors Live. It's coming up next. Thanks to Amin El Hassan and Chris Marlowe for joining us. Studio, great job. Matt, Ray, go get a candy bar and enjoy. In the meantime, sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Call the experts at Edward Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Sponsored by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Call 877-CARS-4-KIDS today. Or donate online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Hey, San Francisco, meet your new neighbor, your local GEICO agent. Now you can put a friendly face behind the great savings you've always come to expect right here in Emeryville. Joel Corona's team of experts will work hard to look for more ways you could save on the things that matter to you. Because really, it's all about you and the right coverage for the things you love. Whether that's a car, motorcycle, brand new boat, or even your home away from home, your RV. Your GEICO local office can even show you how much you could save when you bundle your auto insurance with homeowners insurance through the GEICO Insurance Agency. After all, it's GEICO. They've been saving people money for over 75 years. So isn't it time you switched to GEICO? For a free quote, contact Joel Corona's team at geico.com/Emeryville-Corona. Let me read that to you again. That's geico.com/Emeryville-Corona.
Lazy Boy makes so much more than recliners. The no sales tax event is on now at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Not only will Lazy Boy pay the equivalent of your sales tax, but they're taking an additional 10% off throughout the store. Head in today and save at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries.
Darn it.
What's wrong?
My adjustable mortgage is at an all-time low, but I know in my gut that eventually it will adjust, and it will only go up. I really want one of those super low, no closing cost loans from Owning, but I owe $1,000,002.
Buddy, no worries. Owning now offers 30-year fixed rates up to $2 million with no closing cost. Today's rate and APR is 2.75%. Hopefully everyone will get the vaccine soon. But when they do, what do you think mortgage rates will do? You'd be crazy not to grab this right now.
30-year fixed refis at 2.75% for my $1,000,002 with no closings? What should I do?
Refi now with Owning.
Owning Corporation, Equal Housing Lender. Rate assumes tax and insurance impounds. Licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS 1797976. Call 833-852-6464 for terms and conditions.
Just call 8555-OWNING or go online to owning.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late. And that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. And our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
What's in store this week at Staples?
New year, fresh start.
Get a head start this year with great deals on storage solutions, tech, and office essentials.
And now, only at Staples, HP Plus is available on HP OfficeJet Pro printers, like the HP 8025E wireless all-in-one printer for just $169.99.
HP Plus gives you double the warranty and 6 months of ink at no extra cost.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. Start the year right and save at Staples.
Curbside available in most stores. See staples.com/HP Plus for details.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper pet kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway. Like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
Who are the Warriors? A storied franchise.
The Golden State Warriors have just won the NBA championship.
With a quiet leader.
The Curry quick release. Splash!
And a not-so-quiet one.
Rejected by Draymond. Knocked away. What a block!
And above all, a team that brings the entire Bay Area together.
Curry, one step in front of the logo! The right-hand slam on a little elevation. Sensation.
This is Warriors Live on 95.7 The Game.
And we welcome you in, John Dickinson and Ryan Covey with you here on 95.7 The Game. The Warriors and Nuggets straight ahead, about 90 minutes from tip-off, as the three-game road trip, Ryan Covey, has become a two-game roadie with the Dubs in Denver tonight. And then that game tomorrow night against Phoenix postponed. So the Warriors going to be back home after this one, have a practice on Saturday, then head back to L.A. on Sunday to take on the Lakers Monday. So a little bit of a breather for the Warriors, but still another test for them against a team that was in the Western Conference Finals just a couple of months ago.
Yeah, no question, JD, and this is going to be a test for them. I mean, the Denver Nuggets, they're a good basketball team. We know that. They had a deep run in the bubble, and they've lost a couple of games of late. They're trying to right the ship and kind of get their footing. They're outside of the playoffs currently. Obviously, it's still early, but this is an important game for Denver. And, you know, the Warriors, they're looking to bounce back after a tough loss. So both these teams want this one tonight. We'll see how the Warriors react to that altitude, too, JD.
Yeah, that'll be a big test. The Warriors at 6-5, the Nuggets at 5-6, and the Warriors playing their first road game tonight of 2021. You got to go all the way back to the 29th of December in Detroit. The first four on the road, and then the last seven, all beginning with January 1st on New Year's night at Chase Center. So the Warriors back on the road for the first time in what will amount to 2.5 weeks. And the Nuggets 2-4 on their home floor. They're back home after a road trip, which saw them go 2-1. And they're trying to play a little bit better on their home floor than they have in the early going of this season. The Warriors have won 6 of 9. They'll get Eric Paschal back, which is great news in this one. The Warriors really struggled the other night without Eric Paschal helping to anchor that second unit. Outscored 24-9 in the two stretches at the top of the second and fourth quarters, where James Wiseman subbed for him. They missed that scoring punch, and that was an area of a game that went down to the wire, but not having Paschal in his normal rotation really proved to be a dramatic difference for the Warriors in that game.
Yeah, and look, Eric Paschal's been a difference maker in these games, JD, so great to see him back, and it slides guys into their more regular spot in the rotation. You can't overstate the contributions that Eric Paschal's made to this basketball team so far, and having him back will go a long way towards getting that second unit some scoring and being able to give the Warriors a little more versatility in the way that they can attack Denver. I mean, Nikola Jokic, he presents a unique challenge, and hopefully, you know, That small ball five with Paschal out there, they'll be able to hang with Jokic. I mean, let's face it, on a nightly basis, most teams struggle to defend Jokic, but he'll get out on the perimeter. He'll do a lot of things. So just all hands on deck tonight dealing with the Joker, and having EP back out there will be a big step and a big help there.
And it's also another test, and really the first of many. And I think you can go back to even the game on Tuesday night with James Wiseman going up against Miles Turner and the size and the physicality of the Indiana Pacers. James Wiseman has not played as well over the last four or five games as he did in the first five or six games. And I think it's natural. It's what you would expect from a rookie and a 19-year-old trying to find his way in the NBA. But you look at these next handful of games here, Jokic tonight for Wiseman as far as the matchup at the start, and then the Lakers' bigs, whether it's Anthony Davis or Marc Gasol or Montrezl Harrell, he's probably going to get matched up with all three of those at different junctures of the game. And then LaMarcus Aldridge now, if you push it out a little bit farther to the Warriors' next home game, which is six nights from tonight against the Spurs, he can present a challenge as a veteran that's done some big things himself in the NBA and playing that five spot for San Antonio. So the Joker is as good as it gets, but James Wiseman's going to continue to be tested and continue to have to push through and make improvements and do it on the fly here going up against some stiffer competition.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be Jokic, Ayton, and then AD. Still gets Jokic and AD. So basically two of the premier centers that the Western Conference, and really the league, quite frankly, has to offer. So it's all part of the James Wiseman baptism by fire, blazing the rookie trail through the league. And, you know, this experience is going to serve him well. A lot of these guys have obviously played in the altitude before, but this will be his first trip up there. And I know you know this, JD. Anybody that plays in the league, the
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.